This is K2PCB. K2PCB mobile and monitoring.
KC2PCB mobile. This is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Thursday morning?
Good morning, Mr. KE2GDQ. Well, I'm anticipating a busy day today. I've got at least three different meetings scheduled. One on a project with Gordon, supposed to have my appraisal today. And then we have our team meeting, which takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. So that should go by pretty quick. I have my dad's and my sister's birthday gathering scheduled for this weekend. My sister's was back on the 28th of January, and my dad's is this Saturday. So they discussed it and combined them. So I might need to run out on lunch today and pick something up. But that's time permitting. If I get stuck there, I'll have to run out after work. I've already got a few things, but there's something specific I wanted to pick up. But, so far so good. No Ross today, as is a normal Thursday, but he did want me to share that he will not be on tomorrow either. He's on an altered schedule again on Friday.
Yeah, he mentioned that to me yesterday late after you and Jeff had gone in. He and I hang out for a few more minutes. He mentioned that he's got to get his daughter off the bus, so he's got to go in early again tomorrow. Good. I'm glad that he's able to do that. That makes it nice.
Oh, yeah. With being a parent there, you've got some responsibilities. I don't know if it was always that way. I don't know how it worked. Maybe it's because my mom was a stay-at-home mom and she could always be there. But even my friends and that, I don't remember people, getting picked up and dropped off or dropped off and picked up for school. It was you got on the bus, and very often parents went to work and left you there. I know even for a while, the kid across the street when he was younger, his parents would leave and he'd come over to our house. And I can remember sitting there eating cereal with him in the morning, and then he'd get on the bus with me. And yeah, times are different, but it is what it is. Obviously, you take care of your grandkids, but so it's in a world. I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm just rambling on. See what else. Yeah, I'll just turn it back to you.
It is. It is a different world. We see that just because the bus picks the kids up in front of the house, and just things that we've observed, especially since I've been retired. It's kind of funny. I didn't get a chance to try the not transmit feature of Chirp on my radio yesterday. After Ross and I, we talked for a few minutes, and then I listened to the Morning Brew for a bit, and then and Karen and I had some breakfast and started doing things, and next thing I know, we're leaving to go to our daughter's house for Karen's birthday yesterday, birthday dinner, and the next thing you know, it was 8 o'clock, so hopefully I can try that today, but today's looking like a busy day, too. Is Ken Lightoff usually at your team meetings?
Ken will definitely be at our team meeting, either remotely or in person. 90%, 95% of the time he is remote these days. However, as I said before, Bill is trying to knock out all of our appraisals for the group this week. So there is a potential that he'll be in the office, depending on when Bill scheduled his appraisal with him for, whether it's today or tomorrow.
Well, tell Ken I said hello. He's one of the people I missed when I said my goodbyes almost 9 months ago. And, you know, because he always would stop by when he was in the building. He'd always stop by and talk to me. And, you know, with him being remote, it made it a little bit hard. And I wasn't thinking about making that phone call to him, and I should have.
Okay, I can definitely pass that along, but in case you guys don't have personal phone numbers in your contact list, did you want me to share my or share your contact information if you wanted me to?
Yes, yes. You, by all means, you can share my contact information with him.
Okay, so long as I remember that between here and when I get to work and write that down. I will most certainly do that. I actually had to do something very similar. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Mike Frenzel was texting me, and we text back and forth periodically, and texted me last night. Now, we always do this, like, day later thing. He texted me last night. It was late. I was in bed already, and I glanced at the phone. I'm like, oh, I'm too out of it to text back, and I'll text him back this morning. But he messaged me last week showing me a picture of his brother, who was down in Ormond Beach, who ran into Ken Gagne. They were at a Bill's Backer bar, sitting at a table, and they got to talking, oh, we're from Western New York, oh, so are we, you know, oh, you guys are Grand Island, oh, you're not too far from us, blah, blah, blah. And I guess they were there for a while, and, oh, what do you work? Oh, I work at PCB. This is Kent. Piezotronics. Oh, that place. And then my brother used to work there. And, oh, who's your brother? And Mike Frenzel. And so, yeah, I got a picture of Ken Gagne and Mike's brother who happened to meet in a bar in Florida at a Bill's Backer event. I think it was for their last game. Which is kind of cool. But I had to do the thing where Frenzel wanted to connect with Ken. Ken wanted to connect with Frenzel, so I had to share their contact information so they can go golfing together.
It is a small world, isn't it, when you think about situations like that. You know, you're 3,000 miles away from home, and you run into somebody like that. That is pretty cool.
Well, I might have mentioned last week that I went to a funeral service, and in comes Jay Wojciechowski. In walks Patty Miles. In walks Seth Pond. Holy cow. It turns out that the gentleman that passed was Jay's cousin, and we knew the wife. Lynn worked with her for many years. I worked with her for a couple of years. Two different places. It was kind of interesting, but we never actually got to know her husband. That was unfortunate, because I guess he was a pretty nice guy. But he passed of a sudden heart attack, which is, again, unfortunate. All right, this is KGBTV. Let's see if Jeff is in here this morning.
KG2NVM, good morning. Just to add on to the Buffalonians' travel, Sam and I were down in North Carolina. We're in Charlotte on a Sunday, and out walks a guy from Bank of America in a suit. He's one of the highfalutin security guards. Hadn't seen him in 4 years. He goes, oh, yeah, I moved down here 4 years ago. And he worked at American Axle. And he's like, yeah, there's like 12 of us that moved down here all separately, that we all found each other and go to dinner once a month down in Charlotte. He's like, Charlotte is just South Buffalo. There's a lot of people there.
You know, that would be really interesting to see, because obviously, you know, people register their addresses, driver's licenses. That's probably the easiest way. But it would be very interesting to see a map of, you know, the way people migrate throughout the country over the years, and to watch those paths. You know, it would be like a war games kind of scenario on the screen, where you see all these lines moving all over. But to see how the population moves around, where people gravitate to, from which city and whatnot. I think that would be neat.
My brother-in-law is down in North Carolina, in Cartersville, outside of Greensboro, which is outside of Charlotte. And he's like, they go to a Bills Packer bar. Buffalonians travel far and deep and bring the wings with them. It's quite amazing. You run into a bunch of people. We definitely are very prolific and get out.
That's funny. Have wings, will travel. So, Brad, when you go visit your son, does he put in a request for Western New York products?
No. But when he comes home, there are certain things that we need to do. Yeah. But we usually don't ship him stuff. He doesn't usually request it.
I have a cousin who's out in California that when he comes back to Buffalo, it's a food tour. It's pretty much 3 meals a day out and different every day. We got to go to a Greek place for breakfast, roast beef for lunch, and then pizza and wings for dinner. And he'll repeat that, and then he's got to come in for clams. They have oysters in California, but they don't have clams, so you got to get a clam bar. It's quite extensive and exhausting, and I gain about 5 pounds every time he visits.
Yeah, I had an uncle that would, when he moved away, he moved to Canada for a while, and then Mexico, and then South Carolina. And whenever he would come home, my dad would make sure that he had, they'd always go out for fish fry. That was the big thing. We had to go out for a fish fry. They'd go back with Cuba cheese. They would go back with a whole bunch of stuff that they would, Western New York stuff that they would take back with them.
Weber's mustard. There's a cocktail sauce. I can't remember who makes that. It might be Weber's. I don't know. But yeah, Western New York food travels well. My sister always wanted like Frank's hot sauce, and we had to ship Salem hot dogs out to her when she was in Colorado, because there's nothing out there.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Spalderama used to give us a hard time about our hot dogs. He thought the whole Salins craze was ridiculous and that it was a nasty snap dog.
Any sign of Ross this morning, or is his radio not RF'ing in the right frequency?
Now, Ross has an early start today as scheduled, and tomorrow he is also on Evelyn bus duty, so he's got an early shift tomorrow as well. The other way you're going to catch Ross is to go in, what time is he going now? 5 o'clock? 6? Yeah, he might be going in at 5. You'd have to get up pretty early to catch him.
Why anyone would want to actively start at 5 a.m.? I don't have a clue.
I think I've come to the realization that I think my third shift time period was very enjoyable, but it's definitely out of phase with the rest of the world. I really, really enjoyed the 5 a.m. starts, but I only enjoyed them when I was guaranteed to leave at 1:30. I've tried it in this position, and there is no getting out the door at 1:30. I would definitely do 5 a.m. starts. You're up before the traffic. You're leaving. If you're leaving at 1:30, there's nobody in your way. It's just with my role and supporting the rest of my team, it's not a good overlap. I think they would probably prefer it if I started later and stayed later, which I would rather not do. I think that's what Pieka does. He doesn't start till like 9 o'clock sometimes. That's way too late. But yeah, early in, early out, I'm all for that.
I've worked every shift. I didn't like second the most. Third shift I enjoyed because I get out, get home at 6 a.m. Or even 7, and then go to sleep or watch my daughter, either one. But I really, really like bird shit. It is definitely a priority.
You know, and there's something about that third shift. Your days are wide open. Yeah, it's the middle of the night. It's your sleep time, but you can go hit your appointments, do whatever. You never have to, you know, schedule days off for appointments. And that part of it was nice. It was congested time-wise because I was going to school for some of that. But what I really liked, and it's kind of odd, you know, when you get that late night air, like you go outside and it's like 10:30 at night and you breathe that air in and it feels different. I think it feels really different. Maybe you know this feeling when you're going into work at that point and like the world just slowed down, nice cool air. It feels like there's more oxygen in that air and it's all in my head. And I'm just waking up and it felt so good. In a way, I miss that because I don't feel that same way in the morning. I feel like, oh, you know, the sun's coming up. Things are going to start getting busier. It's going to get hot. And it's not the same feeling to starting your day as compared to starting a third shift job. But then again, that was just me. I've got 6:44, so I'm going to say 73. I'll probably listen out for a second to hear the next next round, but then I'm going to run. KQPTV, I'll talk to you guys later.
73 as well, I'm just pulling in now, parking, and then enjoying my day. 73 is all. Brad, if you want to come out, we'll be at radio tonight, and we could discuss your options for Hank Radio HF.
This is KD2GDQ, 73s to both of you, and I do have that in my calendar to come out to the club. I do need to meet some more people, and so I'm going to try and do that tonight. And yes, we could talk about HF options. So you guys have a great day, and we're clear of the channel.
Good night, 73s, KC2MVM, clear.